then otherwise those beings who have achieved the clairvoyance of the divine eye can see beings in the intermediate state. Now, just after one emerges into the intermediate state, one can see one's old body. However, in general, one has no wish to enter back into that body. But in those cases where one does re-enter the body, it is possible through certain conditions to cause that person to revive. In Tibetan, we call this return from the dead, return from passed away. Thus, there must be many cases from within this of persons who have achieved the first of the four appearances or four empties and return, or the second or the third or the fourth, or someone who has gone on to the intermediate state and then returned. Now, during this period, in the intermediate state, there are many different appearances occur. And there are many practices set forth for a person who can recognize the intermediate state as the intermediate state. Tibetan Book of the Dead has some connection with this. For a person who in general is engaged in deity yoga and has some advancement with respect to viewing all phenomena as the sport of the mind, there are many different practices set forth for one at this period. Most of these teachings come from the teachings of highest yoga tantra. In the system of Kala Chakra, there is no explanation of someone's achieving Buddhahood while in the intermediate state. Either one has to achieve Buddhahood in this lifetime or achieve Buddhahood in other lifetimes. There is no explanation of achieving Buddhahood in the intermediate state. This is because in the Kala Chakra system there is a presentation, there is an uncommon presentation, of the substantial cause of a Buddha's form body. It is in terms of this.
Uh-huh.
Now, the intermediate state being makes connection to a new birth, and there are four types of birth that are in general explained. That of birth from a womb, birth from an egg, birth from heat and moisture, and spontaneous birth.
되셔야. 발생을
And the in an intermediate state being himself or herself is a case of spontaneous birth.
야야. 다들네. 와, 좀 진배네. 다들네, 마. 아니, 인생 자유인데
Then when the connection is made to the next lifetime, if that is to be one of birth from heat and moisture, one sees a pleasant place, sort of warm place, and has a wish to go there. It is said that when this world system first formed, the beings who were born here were cases of spontaneous birth, this sort of birth. But then if one is to be reborn in womb birth, one sees the father and mother in copulation.
Oh, yeah. 가서 불을 깨나 말을 차 그래서 보물을 깨나 팔을 차
if one is
맨 남신 가두려
if one is to be born as a male one has a desire or attraction for the mother if one is to be born as a female one has desire or attraction to the father and within that the intermediate state stops and the birth state begins
mm-hmm. 다들 봤던 봐도 가봤다가 그게 파맹이야도 인생처럼 되는데.
The cessation of the intermediate state and the beginning of the birth state in the mother's womb are simultaneous.
야외 세대 봐도 되기 봐도 가봐 봐도도 수가 가져왔다. 틈이들 맞춤 나 틈이들 맞춤이 아니 가사 틈이들 맞춤 아니야 왜 세셔가래.
In the process of the cessation of the intermediate state, one passes through the eight signs as mentioned before down to the mind of clear light. But because the body of an intermediate state being is subtle, these eight signs pass. What do you say? Very quickly and unclearly. Whereas with our type of body, because it's gross, these are very clear and take a longer time.
Oh, then this one is that. Ma, la me gin yam lin ching e di. Kaso le di mi lu den ne di kam chung den de la ba yin sa di jun zhe del tu yong la.
It is because of these factors that in highest yoga tantra, it is said that a human born from a womb who has these types of constituents, we say that type of lifetime is a very good, very favorable type of lifetime.
Yeah, yeah. But then
a new birth has begun.
Endless.
This is the way we go, endlessly. As long as one stays in this type of cyclic existence, one undergoes many different types of suffering. In brief, these are the three sufferings, the suffering of pain itself, the suffering of change, and the suffering of pervasive conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Beings in bad migrations, humans, and the gods within the desire realm undergo all three types of suffering.
Then, 배제 감공기, 딱 감공을 한 가시래야, 루샤, 살 소화 때와 소화, 잠든 시원이세이나 지도 소화 당연 보시래, 그와, 대버돌이야, 또 뉴에 등이 이렇게, 나 잠든 시원이 지금 이런 사과 등도 와, 딱 하나 이제 대다 소민들이 딱, 대 차원도 지금 등에 등에 찍고 이래.
Then within the form realm, up until the third concentration, there is a blissful feeling. Thus one has the suffering of change. But then from the fourth concentration on up through the formless realm, there is only the suffering of pervasive conditioning. Therefore, it is said that as long as one is in cyclic existence, one is as if held by these various types of suffering.
This is the rough explanation about the true suffering. Finish. Today's class over.
고사,
true suffering. Finish. Today's class over.
if phenomena are selfless, but suffering is real, who suffers?
디디리샤, 고사, selfless 사디.
这个问题来自于不理解，自我不存在，不等于存在，而是指缺失存在。那到底什么原因？什
么理由？这怎么解答？告诉我，我们问你，那我们问哪能讲？到底？
This will be explained later at the point of discussing the debates between the mind-only school and the middle way school, and within the middle way school are many debates on this topic.
天主教的查达瓦的时候，天主教的查达瓦的时候，그들은
other people accusing the prasangika system of being nihilistic. Will you please define consciousness? When the others criticize the prasangikas as being nihilistic, the prasangikas do not accept this, but say that rather one should make a difference between existence and inherent existence, and that they are not nihilist because they assert dependent arising. Will you please define consciousness? The definition of consciousness is that which is luminous in knowing, but that's not easy to understand.
간다 수진 그다음에 수진을 매정해 이것도 가도 매대봐 배 가서 우리 털이 가슴 인대봐 배는 나가는 신기 즉 오픈 가소리 넘바이 다 정신 가소리 그게 싸워
양식 남바 지양 샤통에 유지 남바 강도 유강도 차라리 있나요? 대인 남바 샤대 그나 대인 남바 샤대 남바 샤요 거네 드지기요 등에
That was too much.
Because
I got lost. Consciousness is not something physical. It doesn't have any shape or color.
Space.
It is like space in that it is absence of all obstruction. It is open. And it is capable of, let's say, with whatever object it comes into contact, it's capable of reflecting that object. But it's something that is beyond expression. However, if you withdraw the mind inside and get some feeling of what it is, then you can get accustomed to this, and as you get accustomed to it, it will become clearer and clearer. So for instance, if you take a mind or a consciousness of the roses, prior to its realizing the roses, it is capable of understanding them. It's at a time of capacity. It has the capacity of knowing them. And then when the object is met with, through the object's casting its aspect toward the consciousness comes to know it. In the Vaibhashika system, it is said that consciousness knows its objects nakedly without being generated in their aspect, but in the higher systems of tenets, consciousnesses are said to know their objects within being generated in the aspect of those objects. So it should be investigated whether when we say, I see the rose, I see the flower, whether one is seeing the flower or is seeing an aspect or reflection of the flower. When you think about it in this way, one comes close to the view of the mind only school. In the mind-only school, the objects are produced through the activation of predispositions that are with the consciousness.
Reflect in it, we see that reflection rather than the outside external object.
So scientists are engaged in analysis nowadays of whether one is seeing the actual rose or whether one is seeing the reflection of that in the eye.
아이 가사 옵틱사 옵틱사 옵틱 내 와요 빅저 스틸 와 엔다 칼라레스 그나 시베 가서 보게 자이 자네를 찍 미드 자네 아니 그나 가사 what called the color blind or something
color blind
어 좋아
And it's interesting also to look into color blindedness when certain nerves are deficient. When one is just met with the object, that is a time when one can look into the mere luminous and knowing nature of the mind, this being a time when conception has not started to operate. This is a time when it's passed beyond the state of being unclear, but is not arrived at a time of apprehension. But it's just a time of mere clearness or luminosity and knowing. And in the system of the great perfection or Dzogchen, the identification of this is said to be the identification of the nature of the mind. First of all, when one first does this in one's own experience, one can only do it briefly. When we speak of ascertaining reality in meditative equipoise, in terms of the ascertainment factor of the consciousness, one is merely ascertaining the absence of inherent existence. But probably there are many cases where in terms of appearance, But when one is concentrating on this, it seems that one is concentrating on the very mind itself that is ascertaining this absence of inherent existence. The mind is being held, or what do you say, one's mindfulness is being held on the nature of the mind itself. But there will be more discussion of this later. How can one perceive or know the fact of the cyclic round of existence? This is difficult. So there are mental and physical aggregates which serve as a basis of suffering and a continuum of which there is a continuum that is under the influence of contaminated actions and afflictions. There is such a continuum, isn't there? This is cyclic existence. In order to establish the existence of this, one first has to understand how these mental physical aggregates are a basis of suffering by way of karma.
That day,
and how contaminated actions and the afflictive emotions come about. And then one must understand how an unbroken continuum of this exists. Now, if one were logically proving the existence of cyclic existence, one would be saying that cyclic existence does exist because of these reasons, and then individually one would have to establish these reasons. Each of these reasons would have to be established as qualities of the subject individually. How there is this relationship of actions and the afflictive emotions, how these actions and afflictive emotions then have connection with one's own pleasure and pain, and how there is no beginning to the to consciousness. And the fact that the mental and physical aggregates of a human have a nature of suffering. And how the root of that meets back to a mistaken consciousness. And how that is a mistaken consciousness. Once it is established that these are generated with a mistaken consciousness as a root, as its root, then it can be shown that when that mistaken consciousness is removed, the actions and so forth which are impelled by that mistaken consciousness are overcome also. In this sense, overcoming the 12 links of dependent arising in sort of opposite order. It is through such a combination of understandings that one can gain ascertainment with respect to cyclic existence. It is not something that can be explained just all in one piece. As long as one can live a mindful life of kindness and compassion for all beings, is it necessary to know all or even any of the endlessly complex divisions and amplifications of concepts? Sentient beings have an endlessly different number of different number and types of dispositions and interests.
That is
with respect to these, there are basically two types. One type being the type of teaching that was given by the six ornaments of the world and by Buddha himself in his general teaching to the public. And among those people who are listening, there are persons of a great variety of disposition and interest. And due to that, there is all of this complexity. However, there also are direct modes of teaching by great adepts to particular people in particular situations without all of this complexity. There's a story that the yogi Milarepa was debating with a geishi, a philosopher. The philosopher was asking him many questions about valid cognition, asking him questions about contradiction and so forth, relation. And the yogi answered that he didn't know much about philosophy, but that he didn't know much about these philosophy. But the fact that your mental continuum is mixed with the afflictive emotions is an effect sign. And that your mind is contradictory, or that your mind contradicts the actual Buddhist teaching, is a sign of contradiction. And the fact that externally you appear to be a practitioner, but internally are not, is a case of the appearance, but not being noticed. However, the yogi Milarepa himself had all of the basic teaching internalized himself. People like Milarepa did.
That means the altruism, the bodhicitta, in order to develop that about the Nyingchung Sampa, what do you call the Nyingchung Sampa?
The intention definitely to get out of cyclic existence.
These two things, on top of that, the wisdom which understand is a shunya, according to Prasangika. Now, again in his word,
So that there was an evil force that was trying, that was making a try against Milarepa.
And Kasore converse with evil force. Then Jizumilya Sone.
The answer that Milarepa gave was that ultimately there is no, even Buddha does not have greater force than...
No. Evil force le thagas, Buddha Kurang yamaris.
I'm lost.
In absolute reality,
다만 시민이 문화야 숨이 담에 팀이 좀 해야 되면서 알아. 어, 되는 신세. 단단에 다음에 단단에 얻었잖아. 어. 객처나 파샤스. 예. 객다지 문상제요 말이스.
That ultimately speaking, forget about you, you evil obstructor, not even Buddha exists.
단대체요 말이스.
Even the Buddhist doctrine doesn't exist.
근데요 말이스.
Even the spiritual community doesn't exist.
다디 슈데. 다디 단단다베셰.
And that's his explanation of the ultimate truth.
Kosa.
However, the omniscient Buddha said that everything exists for a conventional consciousness. This is the exact explanation of the interpretation by Vasangrika. Therefore, someone like Milarepa did not know the complicated metaphysics, but he did know the basic essential doctrine.
So it is sufficient.
Can liberation be achieved without... For instance, if you go into a small store in the country, all of the basics are there. You can purchase all of the basics, but if you go into a huge supermarket in New York City, those same basics are there, but in many different types, many different varieties. Due to the fact that there are these varieties, you can choose many different types, however.
So something like that.
Can liberation be achieved without acceptance of this specific world view, including the different realms, rebirth, and so forth? Can liberation be achieved without acceptance of this specific world view of the different realms and rebirth? I usually say that if one spends one's life wisely and well, even if one doesn't pay much attention to rebirth, it can be extremely helpful.
It will accumulate as a good, I'd say, a good development or good force, good virtue. So it will help. It's no question. So in other words, I think then
Even if one does not know everything, one can progress on the path, right? It's impossible to know objects of knowledge. Roughly speaking, it's impossible to know everything that's knowable until one becomes omniscient.
자가 시제 탐지 힘을 받아 보다 시제 탐지 시험을 지 당신은 다 그걸 가고쳐 윤주 아니 상 맞아 보다 상주 탐지에서 자성 그 탐지에서 상주 좀 들었어
thus If it were the case that one couldn't progress on the path without knowing everything, and since one doesn't know everything until one has omniscience, then it would be impossible to become a Buddha.
That's right. What
is a path consciousness? A path or a vehicle has a sense of a means of progressing or going. Now, when we refer to a path consciousness, it's not like a super highway that might take one to Buddhahood.
So that, you see, go to Buddhahood through mental development. So therefore, the conscious path, consciousness path, mental path, we call it mental path.
However, in terms of high paths, there are some that are physical. But this, their being physical means that they have a connection with the inner winds. It doesn't mean that one's going from one place to another. What is meant by dualism with respect to an exalted non-dual consciousness?
So, Nina Zadalia, Jitanina Kashishavri, Kuzo Nisunanina, Tunjinina, Yuzhin Tanjabananina.
With respect to dualistic appearance, there are several types. One is the appearance of subject and object as if distant and cut off. One is the appearance of conventional phenomena, and another is the appearance of a conceptual image. And in the deep meditative equipoise on emptiness, none of these three types of dualistic appearance occur, either the appearance of conventional phenomena, or the appearance of subject and object as if distant and cut off, or the appearance of a conceptual image. However, for a Buddha's omniscient consciousness in its aspect of knowing the various phenomena, there is the dualistic appearance of conventional phenomena. From a Buddha's From a Buddha's own point of view, a Buddha has no sense of an erroneous sense of a distance between, of subject and object being distant and cut off, even with respect to this aspect of the omniscient consciousness that knows the conventional phenomena. However, in those systems in which an external world is accepted, there may be some sense of this. In any case, a Buddha doesn't have any sense of a dualistic appearance of objects due to the defilements that cause the impossibility of directly perceiving the two truths, conventional truths and ultimate truths, simultaneously.
Much to think about.
among the assertions of scholars, there are many disagreements with respect to the omniscient consciousness in terms of its aspect of realizing conventional phenomena.